insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, hello and welcome. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at some of the contents of Surah Ankabut. So now let's listen to the 41st verse again.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء كمثل العنكبوت اتخذت بيتا وإن أوهن البيوت لبيت العنكبوت لو كانوا يعلمون.
The example of those who take allies other than Allah is like that of the spider who takes a home. And indeed, the weakest of homes is the home of the spider, if they only knew.
So, brothers and sisters, we said that the previous verses were talking about the painful and actually sad fate of those arrogant, self-loving pagans, and their ending was mentioned. And now in this verse we have a parable. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَا كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. The parable of those who take guardians beside Allah is as the parable of the spider. اتَّخَذَتْ بَيْتًا, that makes for itself a house. وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. And verily the frailest of all houses is the house of the spider. So, we said that this is a very interesting and expressive parable, and this is a very comprehensive one at the very same time. Why? Because when you look deeper, when you actually investigate further, you understand that the house of Ankabut is very strange. The spider's web are so weak, the materials are so weak, and this is not something to be called bait or house, because for a house to be a house, at least we need some actually something to be called roof. We need some doors, we need some ceilings, but none of them does this have. So even the materials that are used in making this house, they are so weak. And if a mild wind blows, it will tear it away. If a few drops of rain fall on it, they destroy it completely. The least flame of fire burns it. It will torn up. It will be torn up actually even with a little dust, and it will hang on the ceiling. That's how we have all actually experienced this quality of the house of the spider, the spider webs. The false objects of worship of this group, these pagans, have neither any profit nor harm, nor can remove any difficulty, nor can be a place of refuge for anyone. That's why they're not called a house. On the day of affliction, they benefit nothing and no one. So it is true that this house not only is a resting place for the spider with its long legs, but also a snare for hunting insects and earning food. While comparing it with the houses of other animals and insects, it is very weak, very, very unstable.
مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء كمثل العنكبوت اتخذت بيتا.
Dear listeners, now that we talked about what the nature of this Baytul Ankabut is, we understand this parable better. Those who choose a support from other than the Almighty Allah, their support is as the web of spider. The crown and throne of persons like Pharaoh, the endless wealth of individuals such as Qarun, the castles and treasures of the kings, they are all the likes of webs of a spider. Why? Because in comparison with the Almighty Allah, although they are called something like benefit, I mean, the spider web is something like a house for the spider itself, but when you compare it with other kinds of houses, other kinds of nests for other animals, it's nothing. So that's why these kings, these pharaohs, these qaruns, these castles, these treasures, they are weak, they are unstable and unreliable, and they are totally and absolutely ephemeral before the storm of events. And the history also shows us that none of these things can be the support of man. But those who rely on their faith and trust in Allah, they have relied on a firm and strong support. Because the verse of the Quran says, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ, the one who negates طاغوت, the one who believes in Allah, فَقَدْ إِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى, surely he is the one who has chosen something firm to rely on. He is the one who has relied on a firm and strong support. It is also necessary to note that through the house of a spider and its webs, we can understand this fact that although this is house, although these webs are used as proverb for its weakness, that is one of the wonders of the world, of creation also. Because paying attention to it makes man more acquainted with the greatness of the world. We are not ignorant of it at the very same time. But what we are talking about is the comparison, is the kind of parable that has been used in this verse. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode as well. We'll discuss more regarding this 41st verse, God willing, in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.